a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Good morning, Utah. This is Heather Osmond, the owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, and you're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. It's always good news in Utah. I'm just saying, you know, we have residential, commercial real estate investors, homeowners. You know, it's the American dream. And today we have Drew Armstrong. How are you doing, Drew?
Doing so great. It's like sort of almost 4th of July this morning, right?
No, I'm just a little excited, I have to tell you. Drew is a regular on the show. We're missing Matthew Flinders today. Where is Matthew today?
He's playing in the desert.
Good on him.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You guys work hard. You deserve to play hard.
Thank you. Yeah, I think so. I think it keeps us able to work hard. You know what I mean?
That's
awesome.
You gotta
have that downtime if you're going 100 miles an hour the rest of the time.
And Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders are two of the top residential real estate agents in the state of Utah. So it's always great to have you guys
in the
studio. Your boots on the ground. You know what's going on in Utah. And we really appreciate that. Today, we get to talk about, you know, God bless America.
Yeah. I am a super patriotic person. I do a lot of volunteering with Follow the Flag down in Utah County. And so this is kind of our Super Bowl, you know?
I think it's amazing. There's Christmas and then there's 4th of July. And those are my top two favorites. I have so many great memories. I think I've been going to the Stadium of Fire.
Of course.
Since I was 3 years old, probably. Yeah, yeah. It's a tradition for my family and the parade and all the good things. So today we're going to talk about what's going on. Okay, I'm just saying Journey is in town.
That's crazy.
It's the hottest ticket in town at the Lavelle Edwards Stadium in Provo. The Stadium of Fire is the United States' largest patriotic event with the fireworks. You know, there's the flyovers with the jets. There's the skydivers that jump out of the planes.
Yep, the Golden Knights.
I love it so much. And then, of course, we just get to honor the patriotism and the military. And there's a great feeling at the stadium.
Yeah, those who serve, they deserve this. This is kind of their day. You know, the Stadium of Fire gives us all an opportunity to honor our military and also to show our own patriotism and appreciation for the freedoms that we enjoy and that our forefathers were able to secure for us. And we got to remember what they were running away from and what they founded the country based on, and the ability that we have to choose our own way and to live our lives without too much interference from the government telling us what to do and how to believe and how to worship and all of that. And so it's a huge thing. And I think that not just do we honor our military for defending and securing those freedoms for us, but we also are patriotic because we appreciate so much that we are able to make our own way in this country and choose what we want to do, how we want to invest, how we want to live our lives and how we want to worship and how we want to raise our kids and our families and all that. And so patriotism is a wonderful thing for everybody and something that we can all rally around as citizens of the United States. So I for me, it's, I mean, you're forgetting Halloween, because I love Halloween, but but the 4th of July has always been a huge thing for my family as well. And I had an uncle that lived about three houses away from the parade route in Provo as a kid. I've got a cousin, they have a tank that they drive in the parade every year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
I always look forward to it. And, you know, the last many years, I haven't been able to attend the parade because I'm always working on the Fall of the Flag, which puts the gigantic flag up in the canyon in Pleasant Grove.
And it's huge.
It's
huge. You guys, huge, huge.
It's a giant flag. And we've participated with the Stadium of Fire to some degree as well with that big flag. But the flag is 150 feet long. And it's 80 feet wide, and it weighs about 400, 450 pounds.
Wow.
And the thing that's interesting is because of the way the dates run, you know, a lot of the Stadium of Fire is tonight.
Yeah.
But the big flag doesn't go up until Tuesday on the 4th of July, but yeah. It will be up for a whole week. So people need to come and see that.
Go check that out. Mm-hmm. Tonight, we are so grateful that we have the opportunity to be a sponsor for the...
No way.
I know, for the Stadium of Fire. Since I was a little girl, I've watched the people on the stage, and I get to do that tonight. So come check that out. Please win a sectional is what we're giving away, and some interior design hours.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's going to be so cool, and I can't wait to see who that lucky winner is. Don't worry, you don't have to take the sectional home tonight in your car. You might have to, you know, throw your kids out so you can put the sectional in your car. But no, you can pick it up later. But I hope you win.
Is
I
it
hope.
A nice
Drew,
sectional?
Drew, I hope you win. It's going to be, oh, it's a really huge, awesome sectional.
We have, need a new house.
We have the owner and manufacturer flying in to help us give this sectional away. So it's going to be pretty
cool.
This is
a sectional van for sure.
It's one to win. So many great prizes that they also give away at the Stadium of Fire. So that will be fun. They also have a street party right after. So bring your dancing shoes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a great way to spend some time rather than sitting in traffic.
Exactly. Wait till the traffic leaves. Dance after the stadium. That's going to be great. They also have a balloon festival.
Oh, yeah.
Which is so beautiful. So make sure you're watching up in the sky.
You know, I volunteered last year for the stadium, for the whole Freedom Festival as a photographer. And we could not get the balloons off the ground. So I hope we have better weather and it's not quite so windy.
I hope so, too. That's great. The 4th of July is on a Tuesday this year. Mm-hmm. So there's also a patriotic service actually following the Stadium of Fires on Saturday.
Cool. Okay.
On Sunday is the patriotic service, and they have President Stephen J. Lund who will be doing that. That's at the Marriott Center.
Oh, that's
also
great.
7 p.m. and it's free.
On Sunday.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So check
that's
that
great.
Out. That's always great.
I can make that.
I know, me too. I'll be there. That would be great. One Voice Choir is also there, the children's choir. They're always incredible.
They are. We've had them come sing at, actually, I think they are going to sing next Sunday, if I remember correctly, at the mouth of the canyon below the flag.
Yeah.
So that's going to be cool.
That's going to be so great. There's a Freedom Run on Tuesday morning before the Grand Parade there in Provo. It's one of the biggest parades in the state.
That's
Drew,
awesome.
Are you a runner?
I am not a runner.
I'm not either. But I love to sit on the side and cheer people on. And oftentimes I just sit there with tears in my eyes because there's people that are running that maybe shouldn't be running. And they're exhausted. And I just love it. It's so inspiring.
Right. When somebody has set a goal and they are actually out there nailing it, really accomplishing something that takes a long time. I mean, we can all celebrate that.
Yeah. And it's families that are running together.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I love it for patriotism and freedom.
Don't they have
purpose.
A 5K that you can do as well there?
They have a 5K and you can walk.
I could do a 5K.
I could do that. Yeah, that's kind of fun. So good on you. Shout out. I'll be there cheering you on.
I'm not
that's fantastic. The Grand Parade starts at 9 a.m. So, you might want to sleep over. There are always the chairs, the blankets out. It's just a big sleepover party. Lots of fun. The horses. I mean, it's all Utah based.
Yeah.
In the next episode, we'll be talking about what's going on. Also, of course, throughout the state, but tonight it's all about the Stadium of Fire. That's the awesome. Big gig. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. And today we have Drew Armstrong with Armstrong and Flinders, one of the top real estate firms in all of Utah. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Good morning, Utah. This is Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. This is the Real Estate Show. We always get to talk about so many fun things going on in Utah. You know, owning your own home is the American dream, and we're here to help. Today we have Drew Armstrong with Armstrong and Flinders on the show with us. How's it going, Drew?
It's an exciting day to be on the radio instead of out, celebrating.
Instead of celebrating. No, we have to celebrate. It's almost the 4th of July. There's a lot going on. Tonight is the Stadium of Fire. It's the hottest ticket in town. Unfortunately, if you don't have your tickets, you're going to have to sit outside because it's sold out is what I'm hearing.
But sitting outside is just fine Stadium of Fire. But, yeah. You know, if you're in Salt Lake and you'd like, have never been down to Provo and you don't know where to sit and all that, there are other things going on as well. Salt Lake City is doing kind of a non-traditional fireworks instead of show tonight that's out at the Jordan Park. And that's right along, it's kind of on the west side, right along the Jordan Parkway. It's where the International Peace Gardens are.
Yeah.
And they're doing a drone show.
Drew, this is right up your alley. You have a drone.
I have 6 drones, but they're...
only 6.
Right. But I think they're going to have like 400 drones.
Wow.
And they all fly together.
You have to go.
Yeah, I would love to go.
Oh my gosh.
I'd love to go.
That is right up your alley and so much fun.
Yeah. And so it's all choreographed and they, make the, it's all free and they make the patterns in the sky and things like that. I mean, it's very similar kind of a show or feel to a fireworks show.
Yeah.
But, probably fewer people get hit by fireworks. Fewer people probably get hit. The drones are probably safer than the fireworks and probably better for the environment.
Or the skydivers that are hopefully landing in the field that might land on a person.
No. You know, the skydivers that are coming and then always come to do the Stadium of Fire are the Golden Knights. And
yes.
They're the Army's very, very best skydivers that they have. Mm-hmm. It's not just the guy that's coming from the local skydive place.
Yeah.
These guys are
serious business.
Oh, yeah, they are. I mean, they're the guys that do the halo jumps and everything like that. And it's the Army's version of like the Thunderbirds or something else, where these guys know what they're doing to the point where they're the show offs. These
That's
are the guys.
So
that are
great. We're giving away a sectional and some interior design hours at the stadium tonight. And wouldn't it be cool if they just wheel that sectional out and then a skydiver just comes
lands on it?
That'd be amazing.
Cool.
Best seat in the house, right?
You need to make a telephone call to
All right. I'll see if I can get that done for next year.
I think the Army guys, they could do
it. They could probably do that.
I think that's
awesome. Because it's all about the sectional,
right?
I mean, that's what everyone's coming to the Stadium of Fire. They want to win that.
They'll probably say, hey, look, if I land right on the recliner of the sectional, can
everyone gets it. Can you imagine? I want to be like Oprah Winfrey. You get a recliner. You get a sectional. You get a... you imagine?
KSL needs to pay you better in order for that to happen.
I know. That would be my dream. We'll keep working on that. You know, on the KSL Real Estate Show, we get to talk about what's going on in the market. And as an interior designer, I have the opportunity to go into lots of people's homes. So I think I have a really good feel. Drew Armstrong is one of the top real estate agents in the state of Utah, and you get to go in a lot of people's homes.
Lots of homes. And I mean, it's interesting. We just wrote an offer on a $8 million like industrial warehouse as well. So we do some commercial.
Sure.
Really, we're primarily residential. But, you know, we have clients that are like, we've worked with you guys for years and years and years. And I mean, I got my license 29 years ago now. So,
what? So you're not that old. I thought you were only 29.
I am. I got it when I was a baby.
When you're a baby.
Yeah. But we're in all aspects of the market. And, you know, this market is so strange.
Yeah.
It is, you know, right now, like office space is super cheap because yeah. COVID was, 3 years ago now? I mean, the height of it.
It decimated the office
and people
industry.
Don't want to go back.
I know.
It, their habits have changed. And so
I don't blame them. You can work from home. Why would you go into an office?
Right. And so lots and lots of people are like, no, we would prefer. I mean, people are leaving jobs and finding new jobs because they want to work from home.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times there are jobs that are available where you have to go into the office and you've got like 5 applicants or something, and then you've mm-hmm. got a really good work from home job and there's 100 people applying.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But so the office market is really depressed mm-hmm. right now. But if you look at industrial, it's white hot.
Booming.
Still.
And if you, warehouse, huge.
Yeah, warehouse is crazy. Retail is... Yeah, it has some hot spots and it has some slow things going on. But, you know, that was even pre-COVID. So retail
True.
Is just going through a huge, like, revolutionary change that's not as recent as the office situation is. The office situation is going to get a lot of places in big trouble, but it's also going to leave a lot of real opportunity. I know there are a lot of firms that are looking for these killer deals because there are killer deals that are coming up in that space. But then you look at residential, and residential is just so strange right now. You know, the West has seen some drops in value in some areas, but in some areas things have gone up, even in the West here, and Utah is the West. And so we have seen some areas where we've seen up to maybe a 3% reduction in value.
Which is nothing.
That's nothing. Yeah. I mean, that's the extreme end of it,
right.
too. And then we've seen some places where things have gone up, and they're saying that with new construction countrywide, there is the recession is over for new home construction. So I'm just shaking my head because we are finding ourselves in situations where oftentimes we will have multiple offers still on residential, and then every once in a while you get one that's sat for a while and you can get $50,000 off something.
Yeah.
So it's a real mixed bag.
And I think there's great deals to be had at any price point. Like you were just saying, you know, you can get $50,000 off. Okay, you might have a little higher interest rate, but you're getting better prices on the home. So it's kind of, you know.
Right. I spoke about this last time I was on, and it's finally time. This weekend, we're going to put a house on the market that's out in West Jordan that I sold a year ago. And it has an assumable 2.8% interest rate.
Hello.
And
amazing.
I know. I'm expecting that one is going to last like about a minute and a half. And the thing that's crazy is that when I did the market analysis earlier in the spring, I thought, oh, well, we're going to have to come down a little bit. And I'm looking at it now and it's like, oh, nope, it's fine. I can list it for more than I anticipated. So the market is weird.
It is weird, and it's great here in Utah. We seem to just be on the great end of the real estate market nationally when we compare what's going on in other states.
Demographics.
You know, location, mm-hmm. location, location. I think we have so many things in Utah that are in our favor. You
right,
know, the
yeah.
environment, the family.
Political situation,
mm-hmm. entrepreneurship. I mean, mm-hmm. we are just innovative and we're leading the market in so many ways, not only in commercial, but residential. People are investing very, very heavily right now. So it's a great time to live in Utah. Yes. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, here with Drew Armstrong of Armstrong and Flinders, one of the top real estate agents in this state of Utah. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Good morning, Utah. My name's Heather Osmond, the owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores with locations in Orem and Utah. And we have Drew Armstrong, the owner and founder of Armstrong and Flinders, one of the top real estate agents in the entire state of Utah, on the show with us today.
Yeah, thanks.
Welcome. We always love having you. We're missing Matthew today, which is your partner. He's out playing. You guys work hard. You play hard. It's awesome.
Yep.
It's awesome to have a partner so you can tag team.
Totally is. Then I can leave.
You can have a vacation once in a while.
I mean, seriously, you can unhook because you know somebody else is there to answer the phone.
For sure.
So
it's huge.
We've been partners since 2000. And, you know, there was one point in time when Matthew and I, we were in a big dispute because, I mean, we were having a fight.
Yeah.
Because he did not want to put all of our records and our client, like, keeping track of who we've worked with and everything on the computer. He wanted to do it on 3x5 cards. And I was like,
and you're
no,
such a techie person.
Yeah, we've got to do it this other way. And so we were getting this big fight and we decided that our partnership was important enough that we would fix it.
You guys are like a marriage. Just go to marriage counseling.
That's what we did.
That's amazing.
We hired a really good marriage counselor that was down in Provo. He was like the director. He was a psychology doctor and a doctor of psychology. And we went to him and he told us to quit being self-righteous. And,
self-righteous.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, if you go to counseling like that, you have to listen. You have to be humble enough to actually say, yep,
compromise.
You're right. And so we did. We said, how are we going to fix this? And we're like, who's good at figuring out problems between, you know, a partnership? And we're like, a marriage counselor. So we went to marriage counseling. But one of the reasons we did is because we knew that this time would come where eventually we wanted to be able to do longer trips and vacations, and having somebody that is just as good as you are and is just as dialed in to your clients and what they need, their needs. It's so important. And we've been 50-50 for 23 years now.
That's amazing. Yeah. So proud of you guys. And you have so much experience. You know, being an interior designer, there are lots of conflicts that homeowners have, the husband and the wife or whatever that is, the investors that are working together in these partnerships. And it's so important, you know, even selecting tile or paint colors, there's very often so many disagreements. Building a home is challenging. If you can make it through building a home,
you can do anything.
You can do anything. And there's so many times I think, we're going to build this a home and they're going to get divorced. They're not even going to like each other because they just don't agree on anything. But we figure it out. And at the end of the day, everyone's happy.
Any kind of partnership brings such a value to that kind of relationship. My dad, he's gone now, but he knew Matthew when we were young and first partners. And he's like, you two guys can do three guys worth of work. And that's true.
Or 10 guys.
If you've got a good partnership, that it works like that. But the problem is that it is hard to have a good partnership because there are always differences and you have to subvert part of your personality because you can't always be the boss and you can't always get your way. But if you learn how to do that well, then, you know, two people can do three people's worth of work.
Oh,
so
for
it's
sure.
More efficient.
And, you know, there's always the quote that, you know, 90% of millionaires made their money in real estate.
Yep.
And oftentimes to take down a big deal, you need a partner. You may need several partners. It's always been a great strategy to invest in Utah real estate. The returns on your investments are huge. I know I'm an investor in real estate here in the Utah market. Drew and Matthew are as well. I personally have made more money in real estate than anything else than selling sofas or furniture. It's something that we love to do, and we love to invest in Utah and our communities and make them better in every way. We own shopping centers. We own residential homes. And truthfully, that's all we ever invest in is real estate, which is really fun to be doing the show. We own properties all across the Wasatch Front in many different areas and in industries. And it's been fantastic. How about you, Drew?
Well, we mostly invest in – my wife and I just had our ninth anniversary. It's a last marriage for
both of us. Congrats. Yeah, thanks. It's a last marriage. I like that. Good.
So we just had our ninth anniversary, and my wife has always been – you know, I mean, she's been a magazine editor. She's got her MBA now, and she is a marketing director for a company. And
she's killing it.
She is. And we've always, you know, since we've gotten married, I've said, you know, a little diversity. I mean, we met each other and got married right after the Great Recession. Yeah. And I said, a little diversity in investing is not a bad idea. And so we've always fully funded her 401k and done that. But really everything else, it's not like if it's not in the 401k or in mutual funds that are governed by her retirement plan or anything like that, then everything else that we have is also in real estate. And when you are that close to it, that's not a you should invest in what you know. And I have a lot of clients that will tap into that. I mean, I've got clients all it's literally I have so many past clients. It's literally every day I get a text with a management question like, mm-hmm. how do I do this? Or is there an addendum to a contract or, you know, a rental contract that does this? Cause I have a tenant that wants to do this, or how do we deal with pets, or how do we deal with somebody who lost their job and now they can't pay, but they're nice and they're cooperative. And what do we do? And do I need to, so there's always somebody asking a question about being a landlord and doing property management. So I actually have what's called a dual broker's license in the state of Utah, where we own a property management company, and that's not our primary focus. I've got other guys that are friends of mine that are very good property managers. We're a good property management company, but we'll only do it for people that are past clients pretty much. Because that's not the end of the business that we tend to focus on. But we do know how to do it, and we do a good job with that. I mean, heck, I've got a general contractor's license too, but I don't build houses for people either.
True. No, look at all these alphabet soup licenses you have behind your name.
Right. But we have clients that come to us. Even now, there's a lot of clients that have come to us in the last couple of years saying, what should we invest in? And we've got money to invest, or we're, you know, I've got one where they're like, a developer just came and they want to buy our farm, and they ask me to get involved because they want to know if they're selling it for the right amount. But they also are like, okay, now what do we do with the money that comes out of that? You know, how do we mitigate the tax consequences as best we can? And those are all things that having somebody that knows that end of the market really can help you with. But we've helped people get into all kinds of things, and we've gotten to the point, you know, I've served on planning commissions for about the last 6 years now. I'm on a design review board. And so
in all your free time.
Yeah. Yeah. And all my extra free time. But, you know, it's a way that I can. That's one thing that I volunteer with the community. And the other one is the big flag. And we can talk about that a little bit more in the next section. But that's the way I can return to the community. But, you know, it does so much for me, too. And Matthew and I right now are investing. We're building several different multifamily. What they are is actually mixed use buildings where they've got retail on the main floor. And then condos upstairs, and we're doing several of those. And right now, I mean, it's everybody's like, oh, well, are we in a recession or not? And it's like, well, sort of, maybe.
We're but down 3% if you just listened to the last episode. I mean, that's nothing.
It's nothing. And we're one of the worst areas in the country, and we're down 3%, right?
Exactly. Just because we were so inflated.
Yeah, because it's so hot.
Great.
So people have room to compete by dropping a little bit. But, you know, nobody's putting their house up for sale because they can make so much money being a landlord. Yeah. And so they're like, I'm going to make up for the crappy interest rate that my next house is going to to have to be financed with by taking the rent from the one that I have at a 2.8% interest rate. And so now I've got a good margin there that I can pay the payment on my house. And so we see that a lot, and it makes it so that rents are holding pretty strong. And I always tell people inflation is a landlord's best friend.
It's so true.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's same with you. You're going, oh my gosh, I can't believe that rents are this high.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's like, well, my payment stays the same every month. I mean, your utilities might go up if you have to cover mm-hmm. some of those, and your taxes go up and stuff like that, but your mortgage payment never changes if you got into the right product.
And your equity continues to grow, which is fantastic. We all love that. God bless America,
yeah.
right?
Thank you,
tenants. Invest in multifamily. Grab a partner, someone that you trust. If you need a partner to get into real estate, do it. There are so many creative ways to accomplish being an investor and making money. Drew Armstrong is one of the best in the state of Utah about being creative and helping you. I know, Drew, you take down deals all the time. I take down deals all the time. And we can't take down all the deals.
No,
and
absolutely
so
not.
You have, you know, these great pocket listings. And we both have associations and knowing what's out there, maybe even before it hits the market.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, no such thing as a pocket listing anymore. But we know people who are willing to sell in places that are getting ready to come on the market. And sometimes we can be very proactive with that. And, you know, I mean, it's exactly like you said. I recently had an opportunity in an area that I'm already investing. And it was a pretty decent one, but I was like, I think this is a little overpriced. I can get a better deal. And so I made an offer at a certain price that I was like, you know, that's what it's worth to me.
Sure.
And they got two other offers and went with somebody else. And I was like, okay, well, if you're willing to do that. It's crazy like that, but there are always opportunities that are out there that we can't take advantage of. And we always spin that to somebody else.
So, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We're just coming off the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. I also want to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends, not only of the Parade of Homes. They do title sponsorship with me, but also of this KSL Real Estate Show. If you are needing any kind of a loan, whether it be a new construction loan, a checking account, a savings account for you personally, business loans, HELOC loans, they do it all. And they're local, which is the best. They have loan committees on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
That's
and it's
great.
Just awesome. I love that. And there are neighbors and friends. So check out Central Bank. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Also a real estate investor, which is kind of fun. And we have Drew Armstrong. He is one of the top real estate agents in the entire state of Utah. His company is Armstrong and Flinders. Shout out to Matthew, who's out partying today.
UtahRealEstate.net. That's us.
There you go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Good morning, Utah. I am Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Today we have a special guest. He's one of our usuals. He's one of our regulars, Drew Armstrong with Armstrong and Flinders, one of the top real estate firms in the entire state of Utah. Welcome back, Drew.
Thank you, Heather. I'm so happy to be here.
Good to see you. Tonight, we have the hottest ticket in town, the Stadium of Fire.
With Journey.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah,
it's sold
one of
out.
The best ones.
It's going to be fantastic. Tonight, we are giving away a sectional at the Stadium of Fire from Osmond Designs.
Who gets to sit in that for the show?
I know, right? I'm so pumped. It's the best seat in the house.
Yeah, that would be. Oh,
can you imagine sitting in the sectional, just lounging there with a minky blanket or something cool, watching the fireworks in the corner?
We don't have a sectional anymore, and I miss it. I think I need to get rid of my two couches and go back to a sectional.
Do it. It's a $5,000 sectional.
Wow.
So it's huge, and it's downfilled.
Oh,
it's,
wow.
You know, at any price point, it's our number one sectional. In fact, we have the owner and manufacturer coming all the way from California.
Who makes this one?
John Michaels is the company. They're exclusive. We exclusively design our own stuff that we sell from this manufacturer. And we
didn't even know that was a thing.
I know. It's the coolest thing. And you can customize what you want. So if you don't happen to win the sectional tonight, of course, you can always come into Osmond Designs. Currently, we're having our 20th anniversary sale.
I can't believe that we're so old. I mean,
we're so old.
That's awesome.
What the heck, right? So we are offering an additional 20% off our lowest mark prices, which are always 50% off of MSRP. No one beats our prices. You know, you can come in today and grab a sectional.
Just grab one, throw it in the back of the minivan.
Back of the minivan. Say to the kids, move over, kids. We're putting a sectional in.
You could probably get a sectional home one piece at a time. It might take 12 trips, but you know.
Trips. So much fun. You know, in Utah, we have big families. We have big homes. Yeah. And it's great to invest in Utah. The return on your investment is incredible.
You know, they say real estate in Utah for the last 60 years has doubled every 10 years.
Oh my gosh.
Prices have doubled.
I totally believe that. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And it's just location, location, location. So if you buy right anywhere across the Wasatch Front, you know, they're running out of land and they're not making anymore. So,
you know, people say that people don't realize that we are running out of land in Utah because so much of the state is federally owned, or you can't get water to it, or you can't get power to it, or whatever. And so we have these little, you know, you drive down to St. George or whatever. And as you're driving down, you're like looking at these huge empty areas.
Yeah.
And so it kind of is weird when people say, well, we're running out of land, but it's true. The federal government is not running out of land in Utah,
right?
But developable land that we can get water and power and everything to, there's not that much of it. And prices keep going up, and we are a growing state. Youngest state in the entire country.
That's so cool. And the West Side really is seeing a lot of that growth.
Huge growth.
Eagle Mountain, Saratoga Springs, all of that.
Harriman. Yep. Even out in Tula, all that area is just growing like crazy.
Spanish Fork, yeah. Payson. I mean, they have a Costco now.
Keeps pushing out. I think it's been there for 5 years.
That's what I'm saying. Like, hello. Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, it used to just be all farmland. So that's incredible.
Right.
Of course, we're celebrating the 4th of July. We're so excited to be patriotic here in the state of Utah. I feel like we're more patriotic than other states.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
And you know, I mean, today is Saturday, and so we have the Stadium of Fire tonight, and there are some 4th of July, the drone show in Salt Lake City is going on tonight. So there are some patriotic things going on, but really the 4th is on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And so on Tuesday we don't have the stadium, but with the Freedom Festival down in Provo, that's when the parade is. And what I volunteer with is I fly the drone and take all the pictures and everything for Follow the Flag. And we put that gigantic 400-pound, quarter-acre of fabric flag up.
Incredible.
Yeah. And we're going to do it in three places in Utah and in Idaho this year. And so, but this is the first one. Every year, it's kind of the first opportunity to go and stand under the flag. And, you know, you need to come up because it's going to be up between the 4th and then the following Monday. And so you can come up any of the evenings. But we do have like a presentation, and it's probably going to be standing room only with, it's like a 1 hour patriotic celebration with choirs and all the music and speakers and stuff on Tuesday morning, and everybody's invited, and it's at the mouth of Grove Creek Canyon, which is easy to find because just look it up. It's straight up from the cemetery in Pleasant Grove.
I love that. Yeah. I always cry.
It's so
my favorite. Yeah, you can't go to something like that and not be
moved.
Affected.
Yeah,
absolutely. Utah is great. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.